USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A somber anniversary today marks 20 years since the 9/11 attacks, a ceremony taking place this morning at Ground Zero. Mike Lowe's daughter, a flight attendant on one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center.
My memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world. But it was also a time when many people acted above and beyond the ordinary.
Ceremonies also taking place today at the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. Fox 5 New York's Dick Oliver was in a commercial break when the first plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center.
What the hell was that?
Sounded like a plane crash.
Come to us.
That happening at 8:46 a.m. New York time. The second plane hitting the South Tower 17 minutes later. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
More brutal video coming out of Afghanistan. Posts on social media today show men getting whipped on their feet for reportedly playing cards. Meanwhile, the Taliban ordering all male employees to return to work tomorrow, but women must stay home until a proper work environment is provided. No details on what that means. 20 years after the attack that led to the war on terror, a former member of the George W. Bush administration says some safety improvements have been made. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other, but she also tells NBC News we're still in danger.
I do worry with the Taliban back in power and with their well-known integration or collaboration with al-Qaeda, that al-Qaeda could rebuild that highly disciplined organization that has territory on which it can train and from which it can plot and plan.
Rice serving as national security advisor at the time of the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The founder of a charity formed after 9/11 explains his inspiration. Here's Tim Berg.
Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. Good Day New York's Jim Ryan was on the air recapping the first tower strike when viewers saw a plane fly into the second tower.
Said it appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. There's another
it
one.
It seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
Is
now
plane?
You... Now it's obvious, I think.
That happening at 9:03 a.m. New York time, 17 minutes after the first strike, 34 minutes later, the Pentagon would be hit. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.